This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
The West is the best. The West is the best. Get here, and we'll do the rest.
I'm Alex Jones, your host. I'm going to leave you with us another 5 minutes, and I want you to come back with us tomorrow and premiere your full report on this troll farm. I'm really glad you're doing this. Again, you and Caitlin Bennett, working as a team a lot, are just really on fire is the word. People always overuse on fire, but you guys really are on fire. And then everywhere, especially Caitlin goes, she's really famous now. The left particularly, because she's polite and nice, scream at her, hit her in the back of the head, throw things at her. More people got arrested. So people are like getting arrested every week for attacking her. People are getting arrested for attacking Owen. I mean, the left is just going insane.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they just can't handle people that want to question their little cult beliefs and mindsets. So if you're outside of that, and especially if they're in little groups, they will attack. And, you know, as far as you were saying earlier, Alex, about how, you know, this is the women that are doing all this, and this is about, you know, women doing something better than men. It's not. Honestly, we have great men working with us and helping us. You know, Caitlin's, you know, fiance is her camera guy. My husband is my camera guy. And these strong men of good character are, you know, pushing us and helping us. And they are behind the scenes and a big part of our operations and the work that we do. So we are a coordinated effort of men and women working together to destroy and dismantle the agenda that the globalists are trying to push.
Oh, I totally agree with that. I'm trying to shame other men out there to take action. I mean, I know all these business owners, all these veterans, all these people are all about, they can do 200 sit-ups, you know, in 30 seconds, or they can do 100 pull-ups, or they've got really big muscles, and they can shoot guns really good. Oh, and you know, they're making a lot of money, and then they're just totally not involved in society and culture as it's all coming down around us. And the left are like vicious piranhas attacking everything. And I'm just sick of all these, you know, guys that are too busy playing golf or too busy, you know, out on their boat. And I'm not saying don't play golf, don't go out on a boat, but they don't ever do anything. I mean, Texas is about to turn blue. Beto almost, you know, did that. He did get the young people out like idiots to vote for Democrats. He lost. But barely. Most of the courts got taken over. They won a bunch of seats in the state house. I mean, my beloved state of Texas is going to go the way of California. California used to be as conservative as Texas. People better get their heads out of their rear ends. And I'm telling the men of America, get up off your ass.
Exactly. We need men and women going out there on the streets, confronting these people that are pushing these ideas and calling them out. Calling them to task, questioning them. We need people out there going and videotaping and doing these things. I mean, we have news articles of Beto saying, oh, I'm going to be in Cleveland. I shouldn't have been the only one there. There should have been other people with cameras going.
No one was there at the times I went to D.C. to confront the head of Google, Twitter, all of them, while they lied. And we took over the media. We reached tens of millions of people. We had big victories because we got on a plane and we went there. You don't have to be Alex Jones. You were there, or Millie Weaver, to do it. Just do it, people.
And, you know, one of the reasons why I reached out to Caitlin and we essentially hired her to work for InfoWars was because she is self-motivated and self-driven. Her and her little team, they go out and they just do stuff. They were already going out and doing stuff, doing the groundwork without anyone telling them to. They just did it. And we need more people out there to just do it. The cream will rise to the top. And then, you know, we can reach out and be like, hey, come work for InfoWars. That's how this works. We need more motivated people doing this work.
Well, to be clear, I just want to be a place that fosters other folks to take action. I want to beat the globalist. I want to stop them. That's what I want. and so many other folks in media, it's about them being number one. And in competition, I'm in competition with nobody who wants liberty. I'm in competition with evil to bring it down and to stop it. And thanks to your great work and others, Millie, we're going to do it together. Let me say bye to you during the break. I'm going to come back, get a bunch of news, give the number out, and more. Folks, whatever you do, spread the live feeds. Tell folks how you're watching and how you're listening, whether it's on local radio stations, TV stations, or on the Internet. Just spread the word. Thank you, Millie. The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation, it's undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists. I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We are back live. We're now into hour number three. I'm Alex Jones, your host for the most demonized, most lied about broadcast in the world for good reason. We know what we're talking about, and we're rallying the troops. I want to open the phones up. I'm going to open the phones up next segment, so let me give you the number out on any issue, any topic, any item. You agree with me, you disagree with me, you want to talk about the censorship, you want to talk about Trump, you want to talk about what's happening in the economy, you want to talk about the left openly trying to plunge the nation into civil war, whatever the subject is, I'd love to hear from you on this Tuesday global transmission, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. And again, I am Alex Jones, your host, very, very honored to be here with you. And then after I take some calls, I'm going to get into these stories I haven't covered yet. Islamicist tyrant Erdogan threatens New Zealanders they'll return in coffins if they visit Turkey. So that's the loving, sweet Muslims. He blames all New Zealanders, Aussies, you name it. He says, we'll kill you, we'll put you in coffins. So don't go there and preach Christianity. Turkey used to be somewhat moderate. Now it's hardcore. He has an Islamic State going. Don't go to Pakistan and tell people you're a Christian. Don't go to Saudi Arabia. Oh, if you're gay and go to Saudi Arabia, they'll kill your butt. But that's okay. Gay people love it. Oh, you kill me. Oh, how nice. I mean, this is insanity. Now, we'll play that clip coming up. Because think about it. There's people in the House of Islam and those outside. And those outside the House of Islam is the House of War. There's no Muslim country in the world where Christian churches don't get blown up and people don't get killed. But don't worry. The Huffington Post, famously Soros funded when it was launched, and this troll creature came out and complained and tattled along with Media Matters of George Soros and said, Jones posted an Islamophobic video where he said that Muslims attack Christians 100-1 and that they blow up our churches on Easter. I mean, every Easter, churches everywhere get blown up. And she says, this is a horrible fake news lie. And YouTube said, yes, there's a channel. It wasn't even our channel. But we knew the folks that set it up, so we did talk to them occasionally on email. They banned it. The site had been around for 4 years. Had 12 million views on it, but you aren't allowed to see that information. You aren't allowed to have access to that information. You have to be told what I said by Amy Russo. Oh, and I love it. Congressman Nunes, when they make death threats against him, they censor his response back. They do all this stuff. It's not free speech. It's calls of violence. It's organized crime. Twitter brigades against him, so he sued him for $250 million, along with some users. And you go to the users' sites on Twitter, they're all like, oh, you go, girl. Yeah, we're going to see you in court, buddy, you fascist censor trying to shut us up. These are the very people actually shutting all the conservatives and nationalists and libertarians down. The reason Nunes wants this is discovery. But the New York Times argues, well, Twitter has Section 230 immunity, but they violated that by saying they're a publisher. Why don't newspapers get immunity? I don't have Section 230 protecting everything I do. Why do they? Why do they? Because they say they're not publishers. Pull their Section 230. Instead, Trump is, in the new NAFTA deal, expanding Section 230. Now, obviously, it hadn't gone through Congress. Trump didn't write it. He thinks he's got some better trade deals in it, so he's for it. I get that. But you add that to Trump saying, well, you just have to get used to what's going on and you'll be better behaved than the left. Better behaved than the left. The left, working with big media and big tech, silences you and then lies about what you said. They had a whole NPR piece and another Huffington Post article out saying Jones is currently saying no one died at Sandy Hook and sending people to their houses to harass them. All of it's out of context. Never sent anybody to anybody's house. But there's the clear and present wolf at the door thing. So they're the ones publishing the thing they say so evil to say nobody died. They're the ones constantly publishing it and then saying, I'm saying it, and then saying, take me off the internet. Roku, take him off. He's sending people to the houses right now. The children are in danger. All lies. All lies. And the left are a bunch of scum who have no morals, no anything. And they'll lie. They'll do whatever they want, whenever they want, however they want. And now they're coming for your children. A whole bunch of sites that publish my Sunday show where I showed the unspeakable behavior. YouTube channels run by convicted murderers that started the club kid movement about having underage boys at gay clubs. Pedophilia. Who chopped his boyfriend up with a buzzsaw? Or was it a hatchet? They're on there with this poor Desmond's amazing. And in another video, they say, well, here, let's just pull it up and play for you. He says, we're about to do some really bad stuff on camera, so bring your children close to the television. And then in Houston, a convicted child rapist is in there with no background check, in the schools, in the libraries, with the little school kids sitting on his lap. And boy, they're taking that video down. Bam, 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 bam. Doesn't matter. Not just me, but folks all over the country are finding out about these, quote, drag queen festivals. And I imagine the globalists might go pull a false flag on one or something. You know, that's how they operate. So if you question grown men who are convicted rapists with your kids, well, then, you know, you're responsible for the terrible event. Now, we don't wish any violence upon these people other than if they're found guilty of, say, murdering a child, that they get lethal injection. But the point is you can see what they're going to pull because they're doing this antagonizing movement, putting adults with your kids, in many cases like Denver and other areas, not asking. And they just suddenly your kid has drag queen story time or career day and your five-year-old son or daughter is sitting on some dude's lap, a convicted rapist lap. And if you don't like that, why, you're bad because it's love. When a big old fat guy with a beard has your son bouncing on his knee. So let's go to a few of these clips. Here it is. Axe murderer and creep talk about subjecting children to obscene content. Here it is.
And we have to warn you, ladies and gentlemen, if you've got young or impressionable children in your household, bring them to the screen right now. What we're going to show you is going to leave an impression on them, and we hope the impression will be that they grow up, if they're 3 or 4 or 5 years old, to become 7 or 8 year old drag queen performers.
Isn't it nice? And that's just the surface. So let's go ahead and play this clip. This is the first local newscast Library debuts drag queen storyline. And notice, the reporters are, you got to get them while they're young. Ha, ha, ha. Yeah, the kids didn't really like it. They're recoiling. Doesn't matter. By the end, they thought it was great. Ha, ha, ha. Yeah. It's like some nightmare of being in hell where you've taken 14 hits of peyote. Here it is.
The Heights Public Library today debuting a new children's story hour called Drag Queen Story Time.
Stephanie Whitfield sat in on the program designed to promote acceptance.
Good morning, everybody!
The Heights Library had a special guest for story time.
Oh, my goodness. Everyone is dressed so nice. I wish I would have worn a nice costume for y'all.
A visitor who usually performs for an older audience.
All right. My name is Blackberry. I'm a bearded drag queen.
Pause.
I'm a lady with...
I'm a bearded drag queen that looks like a giant 400-pound goblin demon. The kids are like, here, let's continue. Oh, the kids sit on the lap later. Here we go.
Drag queen. That means I'm a lady with lots of facial hair. Do you want to touch my hair?
Hit pause.
No.
Back it up. Let's screw kids up. Let's screw kids up and say a man with a giant beard that weighs 400 pounds is a woman. Let's continue.
Touch my hair? No.
This program is geared towards kids 10 years old and younger.
I just want to expose them to things they don't get to see every day and want it to become the more normal.
Like an ISIS beheading, yeah.
They've never seen a drag queen before, so we thought it was a good chance to see one.
But let's turn around.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
I hear people talking bad about the way we have to live here in this country.
Merle Haggard's voice just always makes me feel good.
Harping on wars we fight and griping about the way things ought to be. And I don't mind switching sides.
The thing about Merle Haggard is I know people that actually knew him. Merle's a really nice fellow. But if you mess with him, he splits your head open. So he had just somebody talking about walking on the fighting side. He'd walk on the fighting side.
Running down the line.
All right, I'm going to go to your phone calls right now. Trump's set to have a press conference. I may pop into some of that. We've got one of my favorite people, Will Johnson, hosted the fourth hour today. Paul Joseph Watson, I think, moved his hour. He's hosting tomorrow. And there's a lot of news here that's obviously very interesting and very important, but here's what you need to know. George Soros and the globalists are breathing down my neck. They're all over the news just saying shut everything down, ban Alex Jones, misrepresenting what we've said and done. And it's no secret I've been preparing a lawsuit against Media Matters. And against individuals involved in Media Matters. And we're just looking at jurisdictions and some other things right now. And it's not that I'm a litigious person, but this is about survival. I mean, I just can't let David Brock and George Soros breathe down my neck forever. And, you know, David versus Goliath, we may not be as big as Goliath, but we got the forces with us, I think is the best way to say it. So flood InfoWars with money. That's what stops them. That's what defeats them. You need toothpaste. We have the best. Concentrated. Fluoride-free. Colloidal silver. Iodine fortified. 50% off right now and free shipping. We have the best turmeric bodies. Ultimate turmeric formula. You know what turmeric does. The average brand's 3-5%. Ours is 95. It's insane. Nobody else has anything like it. Our fish oil. It's all about the sellout, by the way. It's the highest quality, best rated out there for adults and children. Three different types. Honor Roll, and then the Ultimate Fish Oil, the Ultimate Krill Oil. InfoWarsStore.com. And we've got more than 50 other great products. Now, the protein bars, those are excellent, and the Turbo Force, that's incredible. Those are about to sell out. Buy that. If I keep them at 50% off, they'll sell out in like a week. It's months till more comes in, so I'm going to take them off sale by tomorrow. I said that yesterday, but it's going to be done today, actually, tonight. And then those will coast out for a few weeks, but they'll still be sold out for a while. X2, the particular oil company that was getting the deep earth crystals at about 8 to 12,000 feet. 7 to 12, but really they've been hitting it about 10,000 feet. Pure iodine. If you get it from the, it has to be all DEA approved. It's going to be held in a special lab. And then once it gets put into the organic oil, then it isn't a controlled substance anymore, but it's just what it does for your body is just too insane. 98% approval rating there with third-party reviews, 8,000-plus reviews, InfoWarsStore.com. It's the original. It's here, the original manufacturer, InfoWarsStore.com. It's $19.98 right now. Unlike any other iodine on the planet, it's amazing. Something to stock up on, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And we do have a good amount of that, so we should be able to keep it throughout the month. But in about 10 or 11 days, we're going to have to end this special. So thank you all for the support. Okay. Let's go to your phone calls. Let's do that. Man, it really freaks me out, though. that you put up videos of convicted pedophiles, convicted rapists of children, in government programs with your kids, in some cases without parents being told, and that's what YouTube takes you down instantly for, and it just lets you know these are some scary people. That just freaks me out, man, that this is their religion, but every ancient culture got taken over by people that were pedophiles. And the next best thing to killing them is raping them. What they really want to do is kill your kids. You're like, that sounds crazy. Yeah, because they're crazy people. But read a history book. This guy, I'm not saying he wants to kill them. He's just a convicted child rapist. Hello, children. I'm here. A lot of TV viewers are having to see this. Radio listeners are a little bit lucky. You don't have to see these things that we're documenting here. Okay, Paul, Arthur, Rebecca, Nikki, Tyler, Jefferson, Philip, Greg, Marcus, Charlotte. We're going to all those calls. Please, we got to move quick. So let's go to Nikki. Nikki from New Jersey. Thank you, Nikki.
Hello, how are you doing tonight?
I'm good talking to you.
Awesome. I wanted to call in because I remember going back a few months before Trump took over office, you were warning about our internet being taken over and Obama is signing it over to, I believe it was the UN. And I wanted to see if you could talk a little bit more about that because I'm so frustrated right now with this whole Pakistan law coming after Americans because you can't possibly in any way, shape, or form even hint at criticizing Islam. So how do we get our country back? What can we as citizens do that we can get our power back?
If you go back to 3-4 years ago when they were trying to hand the internet over from ICANN that we invented with DARPA to the UN and the EU, Soros was on record saying he wanted the UN to have full control to, quote, censor hate and, quote, push his news, which shows how powerful he is. And they've gone ahead with that because Trump isn't defending us. There it is.
Exactly.
Leaked Soros document calls for regulating internet to favor open society supporters. And you can go read it. I mean, again, I don't make this up. And again, I said 3 years ago. There it is, 3 years ago, on screen.
Exactly.
So it's so frustrating, and I don't know, what do you do when Trump is doing nothing to stop it? And I'm not trying to be mean to Trump, but my God.
No, I'm with you on that. Like, I love Trump, but I'm totally with you on that. I'm tweeting like a mad woman every other minute to Trump, like, hey, Fox didn't get you elected. That was Alex Jones at InfoWars.
Well, it was our listeners, but the point is he could do it because it's the right thing anyways. Here's a horrible analogy, but it'd be like if you were giving your wife a pedicure and you got 9 of her fingers all clean and painted and lovingly. And you said, baby, I sure love you, and just broke her last finger. It's like Trump's done all this good, and then he just breaks the last finger. And it's like, what is your deal, man? I mean, you get my analogy?
Yeah, totally. Absolutely. 100%, man.
So what do? We light a fire under him. You know, the good news is he put some tweets out saying he's looking at investigating censorship and going after him. Good, man. Let's do it.
Why? And also, why can't we sanction Soros? Like, I don't get why Soros is, like, squeezing us from the top and the bottom.
Absolutely. I mean, we've got to support alternative things like Gab and InfoWars. And notice the left wants Gab to lose its internet hosting, and they've lost their banking. I mean, these are tyrants. These are authoritarians. It's here. God bless you. I appreciate your call. By the way, I've been wanting to get Robert Barnes on all day, and when I finally got on the phone earlier, I forgot to ask him, hey, come on the show and talk about Nunes' suit, but I promise to go to all your calls. And I want to air Paul Watson's report. But, yeah, let's get Barnes on last segment of this hour. I was going to air part of Paul's report, but people can go to InfoWars.com and see it. Maybe we can get last segment of the next hour, get Will Johnson to air Paul's report, because it needs to be seen. It's particularly powerful about the New Zealand situation. But whatever you do, realize you're awake. You know what's going on. Other people don't. So remember, patriots, Christians, conservatives, libertarians, you're not arrogant people like leftists. You've got to keep to yourself. I get it. I'm the same way when I'm not on air. That ain't going to win the ball game. You're going to have to get out there and you're going to have to get vocal. So let's do it. Roll up the sleeves and let's go. The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation, that is undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists, I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Call just came in, long distance call from Samuel in Australia. Erdogan, the video's up on InfoWars.com. Loving Muslim says, you Kiwis, you Aussies, New Zealand, or Australia will kill you and return you in coffins. So they see it as you're all bad. See, they're not loving Muslims. They see what they would do to your church if they could. They're like, wow, you're doing what we do to you. Don't worry. We'll kill you more. So I don't like what the killer did. It's terrible. But see, nobody will humanize all the Christians being killed. Truly sickening. And the left is allied with these people. Not all Muslims are like that, but the leadership is, because they can unify and fire up these groups to take over. There isn't any Muslim countries where they let Christians live in peace, folks. Doesn't exist. So all their talk is a load of bull. Okay, let's go to a caller from Australia, Samuel. Samuel, thanks for calling.
Alex, it's a pleasure to talk to you. Hello. I thought you'd want to know that the Australian Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, was talking to the media yesterday about so-called hate speech and Facebook. And I think they're starting to use our own arguments against us. So we've obviously been arguing that Facebook is a utility and it needs to treat us all equally. But what we're seeing here from Australia is that the government wants to treat Facebook as a utility that the government can regulate, and it can force it to ban anything the government thinks is hate speech. And
oh, yeah, that's the Democrat candidates are now calling, a bunch of them, for a news and internet czar who decides what's real and what isn't. Very dangerous.
Mm. Yeah, and the Australian Prime Minister is writing to the UN about it. Apparently he's already written to the Japanese Prime Minister. Why the Japanese Prime Minister, I don't know, but it's clearly starting here. And I mean, we already have what I see as being trial cases here, where the federal courts get cases from the film industry about websites that may or may not have pirated content on them, or might even just link to pirated content. The content doesn't have to be on that website, and the ISPs have to block it. So far, only some of the ISPs are involved, but that's starting to grow as well. So I'm really concerned that this is going to become a global thing, and it's going to be a threat to you. It's going to be a threat to all of us. We saw New Zealand blocking Zero Hedge yesterday, and it just goes on and on.
Well, that's right. They had Media Matters come out and attack it, then they had groups listed as fake news, and then now Zero Hedge is being banned globally. This is global government, global corporations working with China and others, and now Andrew Yang is coming out and saying he wants an internet czar over what's real and what's not. So incredibly dangerous. But that's because nationalism's exploding. They're losing. We've just got to hold the line of the average person just creates a website and starts putting out your own speech. They can't censor us all. The war is now. Samuel, what do you think the main target of this attack is? I mean, I believe the attack happened, but the guy said he wanted a race war like Charlie Manson. He said he's an eco-fascist. So I say, well, that's a false flag. The Germans staged an attack against themselves to start World War II with Operation Himmler. Limbaugh says the same thing. They just banned more YouTube channels that post our material saying Jones is horrible. He says this guy might have had a motive for civil war. His manifesto said that.
It did. And this is, I think, one of the risks we have with the widespread censoring of the manifesto, and to an extent the video as well, but more so the manifesto, is that people can't read this for themselves because it's been taken off so many websites. So,
by the way, in the past, we got people's Hitler's Mein Kampf. That sold at the store. We're not going to become Nazis because we read it. Or Zapruder film, Kennedy's head being blown off. Or used to, you get to see this stuff. Why not now?
Because it flies in the face of their narrative. They want to cherry pick little bits and pieces out of the manifesto and call anyone who doesn't agree with the entire manifesto being about those little cherry picked pieces as being fake news or liars or whatever. And that's what they're doing now. Anyone who doesn't agree that this was a far right nationalist, white nationalist, racist attack, is being called a liar, even though the manifesto quite clearly says he wants to start race wars, he wants to depopulate the planet. The mainstream media is lying to us. We shouldn't be surprised. Alex, if I can just quickly, InfoWarsStore.com, I want to thank you for Pollen Block. It's amazing. I've used so many different antihistamines over the years because I get really bad hay fever. And the antihistamines sometimes work, sometimes don't, but they never quite work fully. They don't block all of the symptoms. They just kind of dry you up, or at least that's what they do for me, if they work at all. But pollen block, it works. It stops everything. I don't get the itchy eyes. I'm not sneezing, and I don't get the irritation. It is amazing. I think I've got some, I know I've got more pollen block in the car right now. I need to drop off in the office. So I keep some at home, some at work.
Well, I know it's really expensive to get it shipped to Australia, so maybe we should get your name and number. So we're looking for distributors that want to get it at pretty much at cost and then sell our products in Australia or create a variant. But this is a known patent out of France. They have to pay for the patent, where they just discovered that if you feed a certain secret diet to quail, and then you get their eggs, it creates this incredible antihistamine of a certain type of quail. And so I'm always forgetting that it works better than Claritin for me and so many other things. Pollen Block has a whole bunch of five-star reviews. Pollen Block really is amazing. How fast did it take for Pollen Block to kick in for you?
It's pretty much straight away. It may be 10 minutes, maybe 20 minutes. It just works. The antihistamines, the pharmaceutical products, I find that with those, I can't take them until I start getting symptoms. And even then, they might not kick in for half an hour, or they might not kick in at all, depending on the day. Pollen Block works every single time.
Well, that's the great part about this, and people in that staff have told me, this is so good, you should make ads about it, you should talk about it, and it's a blind spot I haven't. But for whatever reason, France discovered it like 50 years ago. It's still got to be even in this region of France. It's very complex. They don't even know why. But they think it's the pollen in the area, the dust, what the quail are eating. Then they just produce in the eggs whatever this essence is that just turns the histamine response off. So, yes, in fact, if it's okay with you, I'll take this and put this out as an ad for folks, and they can experience Pollen Block for themselves. So thank you so much for the call, Samuel. God bless you.
God bless.
All right, another call from Australia. All right, I'm gonna be as best I can. So I was gonna hear Paul's report, but I'm gonna come back and take calls this segment. I love calls. We're getting back into calls. I'm gonna take more calls. Calls are awesome. And then Will Johnson is coming up. When we come back, I gotta move quick because I want to get to everybody. We're gonna go to who's up next here? Who's been holding the longest? That'd be Charlotte in Illinois, and then Philip in Indiana. And then that'll be Arthur in Delaware and Paul and a bunch of people. But I'm going to bam, bam, bam. Again, I go to your calls because the callers are so good. I end up spending 5-10 minutes with each caller. We'll do it on the other side. But, yes, Pollen Block. Okay, I'm just going to tell you what I do. I go out and I do market research, and I say, what are the best-selling products in the world? And what have the best reviews in the world? And then what do people in America not know that in Japan or in Europe or in Russia or in Africa or in Latin America is already a bestseller? Because a lot of stuff never gets here for some reason. And in Europe and in Russia and in Canada, there are a lot of brands of this stuff with the quail eggs. It's not here. So we just made a souped-up version of it, discounted it, and it's Pollen Block. And it works really good. But see, that's how we reverse engineer stuff. I copied an Amazon ad one time and it like doubled our sales. They did all the market research. I just...
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Poets tell how Banjo fell. He left his living in a cheap hotel. The dead is quiet, Cleveland's cold. So the story ends, we're told. I do need your prayers, it's true. To save a few, we left it too. He only did what he had to do. And I.
All right, listen to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Alex Jones, your host. The dreaded InfoWars broadcast is live in defiance to their tyranny. Rebecca in California, you're on the air. Welcome. Thanks for holding.
Oh.
Hi.
Alex, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good here. Welcome.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much for giving us a platform.
Oh, I appreciate you calling. Go ahead.
Okay. I wanted to talk to you about the abortion issue.
Yes.
Okay. I think it was great that the lady you had on discussing, you know, on a Saturday, February the 23rd, you know, wear black, don't go shopping, close your business and all that.
Yes.
But I think we need to make a much bigger impression. Okay?
Oh, I think it would have been great if that had been bigger. Yes, we're just all trying as hard as we can.
Well, I've got an idea, and I think every community should start doing this across the nation. Okay? I think everyone needs to agree in like a small community. I live in Santa Clarita, and there are many elementary schools and junior highs and high schools. If the Christians and the people that are against abortion and believe abortion is murder, they need to pull their kids out of school. Elementary.
No, I agree, because they all get money off their kids being there.
Exactly.
That's a great idea. It's a boycott.
Well, see, that's the thing. People need to, it needs to be grassroots. I've been talking to, you know, pastors and.
No, it's a great idea. So let's pick a date. Pick a date that's two days to get their attention. Because sometimes parents got to work a certain day. So let's say it's two or three days, or let's say a week. A week where as much as you can to take off work, take your child to the zoo or go to a movie or go for a hike or, you know, take them to a museum or go to church, whatever. Let's pick a week and come up with a name and call for this.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
It's a great idea. So why don't we pick something like the last school week of April coming up. And saying as a protest against abortion and saying children are children, you shouldn't kill them after they're born, shouldn't kill them before they're born. And so to, you know, point out that our children belong to the parents, and that the parents had the children, the state doesn't own the children, that parents boycott the schools and all these corrupt systems in the last week of April. I'll try to come up with a name for it.
Can you imagine what it would be like?
I think it'd be great. Why don't you email us at showtips@infowars.com, not just you, but everybody, with names of this or what you'd call it. Thank you, Rebecca. I could talk to you for hours, but I've got to get to everybody else here, which is my big frustration. Philip in Indiana, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Alex. Welcome.
Well, the thing I was getting at is you always talk about tithing. And the scripture I thought it gives is the scripture on it is that it says to bring the full tithe into the storehouse so that there's meat in the storehouse. And that's what I say about InfoWars, is every single time I've been there, there's been meat. There's been substantial things to having an understanding of our world and our society. And that's why I say people should tithe to your organization and anybody that's affiliated with it, meaning radio stations and like that. And the other thing was that in tithing also, give yourself an opportunity to do a little giving. It says that if you want to get God lending to you, back to you and paying back to you, give to the poor. So in the local area, to your homeless shelters or something like that, give out some of the InfoWars
products. Sir, I totally agree. And give out InfoWars products. And I've spent hundreds of thousands of dollars funding groups surveilling pedophiles and actually getting a lot of them busted. In some of the cases, they don't want me to talk about it on air because it's ongoing investigations, even though arrests have been made. But I'm not playing games. And so people need to know, you buy products here, you are funding the tip of the spear. We're not playing games. We're committed. We're not backing down. Rob Deuce said Sunday to me, he said, you post this Millie Weaver report, you play these reports of these convicted murderers and pedophiles saying your kids belong to us, YouTube's going to ban us. And I said, let's do it. He said, I agree. Let's do it. So we cannot back down. We're not – people have to understand, we can't do it. We're physically unable to, okay? So people cannot put their money in a better place, plus you get great products back. Everything with me is a 360 win. So, yes, people should tithe to InfoWars.com by getting the products there. And I agree, giving the high-quality products like the toothpaste and things to homeless so that it's a total beyond 360 win, a blessed win, a super win, a next-level win. I don't know what you call that because you fund the InfoWar, you fund free speech, you stand up for the unborn, you stand up against pedophiles. You stand up for Americana and for religious freedoms. You get great toothpaste. It's good for your body. And then you give it to homeless and help them. It even goes to another level. I don't even know what you call that. Great point, Phillips. God bless you. I've got loaded phone lines here. And, again, that's the Catch-22 with 20 phone lines or more. I just have 20 on the board. He said, I can take a bunch of calls, but by the time I get to a lot, I can't get there by then. I always feel bad trying to go to everybody here, but I'll get to as many as I can here because I don't want to cut in on Will Johnson. He's coming up here in just a few minutes. Let's talk to Paul in Las Vegas. Go ahead, Paul. You're on the air.
How you doing, Alex?
Good, brother.
I'll make mine real quick so you can get other callers in. Can you share my son's video? He made it for you about your protein bars. Owen Schwerer shared it the other day, and it went viral on Twitter. It's just my little boy talking about your protein bars. If you'll do that for me,
sir, I would love to share it. I haven't seen it yet. What's it called?
It's not really got a name or anything. He just retweeted whatever. It's about 20 seconds long, and I think you'll get a laugh out of it if you get a chance.
Sir, don't ask me. I want to thank you. Thank your son. What's the Twitter account where we find it?
I don't actually know that. It's Paul at 079.
Okay, well, I'm sure Owen will tell me or one of the producers, and I'll play it tomorrow.
Yeah.
Remind me to play it.
Yeah, Paul.
Thank you. Thank you, Paul. You're awesome. You. Tell your son I said hi. Okay, take another call here. Arthur in Delaware, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, my friend. How are you, sir?
I'm doing all right, brother.
All right, brother. Listen, I want to let you know I'm a little older than you, but I've been following you for a long time. I've been following you for 10 years, and no, don't say much. Don't post much. I don't have any comments out there on the Internet. You know, I follow you. I follow InfoWars. I follow Zero Hedge. I follow the Gateway Pundit. You know, what I wanted to talk to you about today is a couple things. First of all, you know, most of these idiots on the left, they listen just to the mainstream news, the CBS, ABC, NBC, CNN, Washington Post, New York Times, et cetera. They only get one perspective.
Well, they also think they're part of the power structure. They think they're part of the elite.
Right. Right. Well, anyway, but, you know, because I know you have other calls and everything. But
no, I want to hear from you. Tell me.
I'm looking at the news today, and I see that Wienermobile boy Paul Ryan is accepted to the board of directors of Fox News. And then they hire none other than Donna Brazile. I wanted to get your take on that, you know, because they're becoming CNN Lite or whatever you want to call it.
Oh, I can tell you.
I don't even
most of the
that.
Employees of Fox are rabid, hardcore leftists like Shep Smith. There's only a few good people left at Fox. They're planning to move on Trump later. Trump isn't even aware of it and doesn't know and is on his own planet half the time. I don't mean that in a mean way. It's just true. He's just busy out, you know, trying to get jobs or whatever. But if you don't have free speech, what's that matter? And so, Fox is, they call Sean Hannity in and bitch him out. They call Tucker Carlson in and chew him out. I mean, look at the judge they're trying to remove off air. Look at Laura Ingraham lost her radio show. This country and free speech is under siege.
So, one other question. What do you think of this TikTok stuff with Hannity? Is there anything to it? I mean, you know, we're listening to it for years. It's like a broken record.
Well, I mean, I think Hannity lays out the globalist criminal operation, does a great job. I don't have time to watch him a lot. When I do, he seems to be dead on. What do you mean TikTok? I'm sorry.
He's TikToking about these upcoming, indictments, et cetera, of the deep state. And, we're holding our breath, though, you know. But
I mean, that's what needs to happen. There are grand juries open on McCabe and people. So, people like to hear hope. I don't know if it's true. Hey, fourth hour's coming up. I'm sorry the other callers, but if you call me back tomorrow, it'll be front of the line.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The Globalist. The